today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today, we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Arlen Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We're studying in the book of Jude in the New Testament, that tiny little book tucked in right before the book of Revelation. And we hope you'll join with us today as we continue our study in Jude. Jude is telling us to contend for the faith, to stand up against the false teachers that have come in among us and false teachers that are, I believe, in many, many of our churches today. As we study the little book of Jude, we've learned a number of things. He told us to contend for the faith, to stand up for the faith. He gave us the characteristics of these false teachers, how that they were unbelieving, how they were rebellious, how they were rejected God and replaced God with idol worship, and then even renounced God and his servants. And we looked at the characterization of these and what a list that is, a big part of Jude. Last week, we began this study about how that God sent us some helpers to contend for the faith, that we didn't have to do this alone. We weren't in it by ourselves, that he gave us some helpers. We looked at Michael and the example of Michael, how that when Michael contended with the devil, that he told him, "The Lord rebuke you." And he just turned it over to God, God who is all-powerful. And so when these false teachers come and they begin to false accuse you, remember that the devil is an accuser, he's a liar. When he comes, just remind him, God's going to deal with him. You know, somebody once said that whenever the devil comes around you to remind you of your past, just remind him of his future. God can take care of him. God can take care of him in ways that you don't even know of. God can deal with these false teachers as well. Now, he gave us two other helpers, and the next one is a very interesting character in Scripture. His name was Enoch. Let me read what Jude says about it here in verses 14 and 15. He said, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." Did you notice that in verse 15 he used the word ungodly three times? Now that should tell us something right away about these false teachers, how ungodly they are, how they'll refuse to recognize the Lord Jesus Christ and his power and his work among us, his love for us, and perhaps even his existence. They're ungodly in every way. They're ungodly in their deeds, he said. They want to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodliness. They want to convince us to be ungodly just like they are. Now their speeches are ungodly. Everything about them is ungodly. That's not the point here. We want to look at the example of Enoch. Now, Enoch dealt with these false teachers and what he tells us about him. Now, Jude says he was the seventh from Adam and that he prophesied, or particularly that he foretold of these things. Now, when we see the word prophesied in the Bible or speaking of prophecy, there's two ways that it's used. Sometimes when we hear of prophecy, it has to do with forth telling. That would be preaching. forth telling, proclaiming the gospel, preaching the gospel. But then there is also foretelling, where sometimes prophets would foretell the future. We have many examples in the Old Testament where they foretold of Jesus when he would come. They foretold of where he would be born. They foretold of when he would be born. They foretold of his death and of his work of salvation. And so here it says that Enoch foretold or prophesied of these things. Now here's the problem. We really don't have this recorded elsewhere in Scripture. And what we understand as we read this passage is that apparently that these prophecies were handed down through the years, perhaps by tradition and held to be valid by Jewish scholars. And how that Enoch said that these false teachers would come. Not only that they would come, but also that there would be judgment upon them. And how the Lord would have final judgment over them. Look over in the next book in Revelation in chapter 1, right in the first chapter in verse 7. John said, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and was and which is to come, God Almighty." The Lord's going to come and he will have final judgment. And he's going to come with all of those angels to bring judgment upon the world. Read the book of Revelation, the time of tribulation and the second coming and how God is coming to execute that judgment and to bring judgment against the people of the earth. And he said that the people will rail because of him. Wail because of him. And he comes to bring this judgment upon us, to convict people, to convince people of their sin, of their ungodly deeds, and their speech, and what they said. These false prophets are going to be judged. And so we have the helper of Enoch to remind us that these false teachers aren't going to get away with their false teaching. When they come and bring the lies and the untruth, and you know, they'll work like Satan does to try to cause you to doubt the Word of God and to doubt the work of Christ on Calvary's cross. That many of them will say, well, salvation is good, but you need something more. No, you don't. You just need Jesus and a walk with him and a relationship with him. And so judgment will come, and judgment is going to come down upon them in their speeches and what they said, in their ungodly deeds, what they do. That judgment will come. And so we had the help of Michael. We had the prophecies of Enoch and the promise of God's judgment against these false teachers. But then we also have another helper, and that is a warning from the apostles. Should drop down to verse 17, again reading in the book of Jude. He said, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there would be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit." Paul warned us about these false teachers. He was writing to a young preacher named Timothy, telling him how to preach and that he ought to preach. And in 2 Timothy, in a second little letter to him, he wrote to him and he said, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables." Paul says they're going to come and turn you away from the truth. We have the warning. And Paul, writing to Timothy, gave him the warning. I believe that we have that same warning today, that these false teachers are coming. And not coming, they're here. So we were warned by Paul. We were also warned by Peter. You go back to, again, 2 Peter chapter 2. In the first two verses, Peter said, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall privately bring in their damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." Did you catch that? That even truth will be evil spoken of. And Peter warns us of these false teachers. He said that he said there were false prophets, and he said there shall be false teachers among you who will bring in damnable heresies. You've got to be careful. These are serious things. They come in and teach you that the Bible is not the Word of God, and they'll teach you that Jesus alone cannot save you. They'll even deny the work of Christ. Jude said to turn away from them. And they're coming, and they're here. And I remember going to, in my high school, when I went to a career day, I went to the minister section to learn how to be a minister. And there was a young man there that came to tell us about a career choice, how to be a pastor or a preacher. And this would be back in the early 70s. And one of the young men in the group, he stood up, and this is toward the end of the session, and he said, "What do you think about the second coming of Christ?" He was a false teacher. He said, "Oh, Jesus is not coming again." He said that was just some kind of a metaphor, and he began to go on to spout his false teaching. They were there then, they're here now. Listen, these false teachers should be exposed, and they should be confronted. Like Michael said, they should be turned over to the Lord. We have no excuse, because we have been warned. Hold to the truth of the Word of God. Contend for the faith. I'm afraid that's our time for the day. We're going to finish the book of Jude here pretty soon. So continue to join us as we consider the Word of God. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. His Word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.